Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Wednesday, 31 December 2025. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. Tax on betting winnings parks backlash. Thousands of Zimbabweans caught crossing into South Africa illegally. 4-month-old baby kidnapped in Bulawayo. And now for the news in detail. The new 25% tax on betting winnings has drawn sharp criticism, with many calling it another punitive measure on already struggling citizens. Under the Finance Act, gaming operators must now deduct a quarter of a punter's winnings at payout and remit it to ZIMRA, effectively reducing earnings immediately. Critics say the tax unfairly targets low-income Zimbabweans who turn to betting out of economic desperation caused by widespread unemployment and falling incomes. Some punters accuse Finance Minister Muthuli Ncube's government of excessive taxation without accountability, arguing that public service continue to deteriorate despite rising tax collections. Analysts warn the move reflects a government increasingly reliant on squeezing citizens rather than fixing the collapsing economy. South African border security authorities say they have intercepted thousands of Zimbabwean nationals attempting to enter the country illegally. Officials say many Zimbabweans continue to cross the border in search of employment, citing ongoing economic hardships at home. Zimbabwe has experienced rising unemployment and low incomes, with analysts attributing the situation to prolonged economic and political challenges. Millions of Zimbabweans are currently living and working in South Africa, both legally and illegally, driven by long-standing socio-economic pressures. A 4-month-old baby was reportedly kidnapped on Monday in New Parklands, Bulawayo, after the child's mother was allegedly lured by a stranger she met through a WhatsApp group offering free children's clothing. Bulawayo Police Spokesperson Inspector Masibele Nomalanga says the mother had been communicating with an unknown person who promised to deliver clothes and later directed her to a nearby meeting point. The mother left one twin asleep at home and went out with another child, but on returning she discovered the baby she had left behind was missing and reported the matter to police. Police are appealing for information and have warned parents and guardians to be cautious about sharing personal details online. Critics say plans to introduce